We start today's program with former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio back in court today. It's the case of USA versus Arpaio, which began long before the sheriff's November defeat. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins is outside the federal courthouse in Phoenix and joins us now. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So, Jimmy, as I mentioned, the case has been going for an extended period. Remind us what it's about.
Yeah, this is, we're now at the process now of a status conference for USA versus Arpaio, which now includes Sheriff Pinzone, to discuss the upcoming criminal contempt trial of Sheriff Arpaio. Now, this case stems from the Melendrez racial... As you know, the sheriff has already been found to be in civil contempt. All this relates to orders he gave his staff to continue what were found to be racially motivated targeting of persons suspected of immigration violations. Judge Murray Snow told the sheriff to stop. The state alleges the sheriff continued on anyway with his discriminatory practices against the court order and hence the contempt charges.
And the last time we checked in, Arpaio's defense team wanted a jury trial. What kind of trial will they end up facing?
Yeah, his defense really wanted a jury trial for several reasons. They claim Judge Murray Snow is biased against Sheriff Arpaio. They were also hoping to make kind of a plea to the public for Sheriff Arpaio, hoping to get a sympathetic jury, but lawyers for the Department of Justice called that an attempt to politicize the case. But the last time we were in court, the presiding judge in this case, who is Judge Susan Bolton, she said that both sides had agreed, or she reminded them that both sides had agreed to a six-month cap on the potential sentence the sheriff could face, which she said means a bench trial is appropriate. She said if she did allow a jury trial, she could potentially remove that six-month cap so then he could be facing even a longer amount of time and impose a longer sentence. And when faced with that possibility, the defense said, okay, we'll take the bench trial.
Jimmy, finally, what else is on the docket for today? What else is going to be discussed? Who might we hear from?
Well, perhaps most importantly, we'll hear from representatives of the new sheriff, Paul Pinzone, who has, you know, inherited elements of this case. There will be updates on changes in lawyers. There's just, Steve, such an amazing and confusing web of attorneys and representation in all of this. In particular, we may find out if Pinzone will drop several motions filed by Arpaio, including his request to have Judge Snow recuse himself from the case. Several of the plaintiffs on the case have told me that they've been encouraging Pinzone to drop this motion so the case can move on. And so this actual trial is set to take place April 25th. So look for things to move forward again next month, and we'll be there to keep you updated.
KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins covering USA versus Arpaio. Thank you, Jimmy.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you.